Good morning and welcome to Overeats Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and today is Thursday, October 3rd, 2024, and we are continuing to read from the Big Book in We Agnostics on page 50, the fourth paragraph, which starts with here are thousands of men and women, and we're splitting this paragraph. So today we're just going to read the first four sentences, which takes us to the bottom of the page, and we end with met a few simple requirements. Today's readers are Penny LC, who will read the text for us, Margaret D, A Vision for You, and Diane B is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Alex K, and Leslie M will share announcements. The reference numbers for Wednesday, October 2nd, 10 a.m. Eastern, is 21,792. Again, for yesterday morning's 10 a.m. Eastern, 21,792. And for this morning, Thursday, October 3rd, 7 a.m. Eastern, the reference number is 21,794. Again, 21,794. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeats Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Joanne L. to please unmute and read the 12 steps of OA for us. Thank you, Joanne.
Good morning, Sue. Thank you for your support. And thank you, everybody on the line. Joanne L. from Rhode Island, still recovering one day at a time. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. in Rhode Island. Next, we have Jan L. in Florida, who's kindly going to read the 12 traditions for us. Thank you, Jan.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for your service. This is Jan L. in Florida, and these are the 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop overeating. 4, each group should be autonomous except when in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan L. in Florida. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 50 in We Agnostics on the fourth paragraph, and today we are going to read through 4 sentences. So it starts with, here are thousands of men and women, through to the bottom of the page on 50, through to met a few simple requirements. And I'd now like to invite Penny LC to read and share her thoughts on this paragraph, half a paragraph. Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Susan, for your service. Good morning and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Here are thousands of men and women, worldly indeed. They flatly declare that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain attitude toward that power and to do certain simple things, there has been a revolutionary change in their way of living and thinking. In the face of collapse and despair, in the face of total failure of their human resources, they found that a new power, peace, happiness, and sense of direction flowed into them. This happened soon after they wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. And reflecting on this paragraph, I had to realize for myself, I was so powerless, unable to make it through the day without a food fix. And all the while trying to control everything and everyone in my world. My resources were absolutely insufficient. send these founders through this literature, along with my current fellows in program, led me to a new way to function. After I claimed my powerlessness, I got to seek and find a power that was a capital P that could and would provide what I needed, so long as I remained surrendered. Equipped with greater power, I was able to do the work of the action steps of 4 through 9 and receive a revolutionary spiritual awakening that continues today, and each day I continue on my recovery journey. Now on a daily basis, I remain spiritually fit with steps 10 through 12. And as mentioned on pages 13 and 14 in this book, maintain the other requirements of enough willingness, honesty, and humility to have the necessary state of mind. Gratefully, I am promised and blessed to receive my power mentioned that provides me a sense of direction, the guidance I have always hoped for. As a result, the prior elusive gifts of peace and happiness are received. I am thankful to live a serene and joy-filled life, even when challenges present themselves. This amazing outcome is possible because no matter what happens, I can trust there is a way through it with my higher power's support. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny LC. That was lovely. Okay, so before we get going, in case you joined us halfway through Penny's share, we are continuing on in We Agnostics. And today we are reading the first half of the paragraph that starts at the bottom of page 50. Here are thousands of men and women, ending with met a few simple requirements. So it's 4 sentences. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So when you unmute, if you could please give me your first name, last initial, and the state or country you are calling from. Who would like to share on this morning?
Alex K.
Thank you, Alex.
Stephanie L.
Thank you.
Margaret B.
Margaret, I got you. Thank you.
Stephanie L.
I got you, Steph. Sorry. Thanks. I thought you heard me. Thank you.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie, and you're in Las Vegas, right?
Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Look at me. Ha ha. Good brain game. Okay, who else? Okay, so we'll start with this lineup. I have Alex K. in California, Stephanie L. in California, Margaret D., and I'm desperately trying to remember where she's from, but she will tell us. Oh, Georgia. And Joan Marie M. in Las Vegas. And if everybody other than Alex could mute their line. Alex, I turn it over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Alex K. in California. Compulsive eater, give another brief for today. I was thinking about what revolutionary changes in my way of living and thinking have happened. Number one, I'm abstinent for some years and free of the obsession and compulsion, and I no longer see food as a solution. I eat to nourish my body, not to numb myself or to try to escape from life. I enjoy my meals, but food isn't the most important thing in my life the way it used to be. I don't think about food much, actually, till it's time to prepare a meal, and that's a miracle. My relationship with my higher power is what's most important. I never imagined that would happen. That's another miracle, because when I first came to program, I had no conception of a higher power, and I didn't want one. Thank you very much. I was very resistant and closed-minded. Strong connection with my wonderful, loving, compassionate higher power, who I know is always right here with me, unconditionally, and helping me with everything and taking good care of me. Such a comfort. Another big change is I can honestly look at my character defects that I was completely blind to before I can get relief from paralyzing fear. My higher power gives me courage to do the next right thing, even if it's scary. And I can be free of resentments that I can remember resentments so strong that I couldn't imagine feeling any different about a person or a situation. And yet my attitude was softened and I got peace about it. My emotions don't go up and down like a roller coaster the way they used to. I have much more emotional balance and I can meet challenges and difficulties calmly. In the past, problems felt like the end of the world. It didn't take much for me to feel completely overwhelmed and unable to cope. And now it's just, there really are no big deals with my higher power. It's just life on life's terms. I know there's no problem that the program and my higher power can't help me with. It's really a design for living that works, and I'm so grateful for this new way of life. Thanks, everyone, for helping me with my recovery today.
Thank you, Alex K. in California. Next, we have Stephanie L., also in California. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, everybody. This is Stephanie L., and I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Southern California. And I feel like everything I wanted to say has been said, but here's the deal. Here's what really catches my attention in this paragraph. In the face of collapse and despair, in the face of the total failure of their human resources, and that was me. That was me outside of program in this disease, and that was me inside of program in this disease and relapse. Collapsing and despairing, eating against my will, had tried everything, every diet, even every meeting, different sponsors, every faction of OA, okay, tried to like marshal my own human resources, my own will to fix this problem. But here was the thing, it didn't work, right? And in the face of that, you know, as it talks about earlier in that paragraph, I had to come to believe that there was a God that could relieve me of this problem, and not just this problem, but help me live my life, because I didn't have the skills to live a life of service and a productive life, right? So I had to come to believe through working these steps, because it didn't happen. You know, I wish I could say that my God came down and smacked the food out of my hand and out of my mouth, and that's not what happened. I had to work these steps. So I had to come to believe that God could and would if he were sought. And then I had to take that certain attitude of humility and surrender and, okay, God, I can't do this, but they're telling me you can. And maybe, just maybe, maybe, just maybe you'll do this for me, right? And then they say, and then do these simple things. Work the rest of these steps. And then this revolutionary change, which is really the transformation, the spiritual transformation, that God comes in and came in and changed me, changed my attitude, took the obsession away, you know. And it's sure as hell isn't perfect, because I'm still riddled with selfishness and character defects. But I have a program today that guides me on what to do when I'm in that selfish thinking, right, or taking selfish action. And then, you know, God gives me this new power, peace, sense of direction, if I seek it. And it's just really quite a beautiful, it's quite a beautiful experience. And I always like to say, if you're out there and you're struggling and you're in relapse or you can't stop eating, you know, get a sponsor, work these steps, find a power that's greater than you.
That's
come, because this works. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Stephanie L. in California. Next up, we have Margaret D. in Georgia. Good morning, Margaret.
Oh, that's you, Margaret. Wake up here. Hey, everybody. Good morning. My name is Margaret D., and I live in Georgia. This paragraph just whaps me in the face. The first thing that really stands out for me is that thousands of men and women flatly declare. That means that, I mean, what I'm hearing in that is, you know, they're not having parades and they're not, it's not flashy, it's not ostentatious or anything. They're not trying to sell a product. They're just declaring, they're just, you know, without emotion or a lot of fanfare, saying that since, you know, they started to do different things and take a different attitude, these other things that were absolutely totally beyond them are just kind of, they have this new sense of direction. And so for me, how that worked out for me was I went in the fourth step and the seventh step. My attitude changed from God being an irritant, you know, that I would just check in with if I needed something, to a realization that if I would just let go, which I couldn't do, even my higher power guided me through that, what a different life I would have. And then the next thing that they talked about was taking that certain attitude, and that certain attitude also changed by doing the seventh step and the 11th step on a daily basis, especially for me. Again, this is just for me. The 11th step at night was just phenomenal in helping me come to a true realization with humility about who is running the show here. And once, you know, doing this 11th step at night, I came to realize, really, Margaret, you're not running it? No, absolutely not. And I don't want to anymore. And I'm so grateful that I have a place that I can fall back into where I'm completely supported, completely taken care of, just by maintaining that attitude towards my higher power. And again, through doing step seven, all these different steps brought me to this place where there was a revolutionary change in my way of thinking. I'll just wrap it up with this, that once my way of living changed by doing the steps, then my thinking changed. Amazing. And with that, I pass.
Thank you. Next, we have Joan Marie M. in Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan, and everyone that spoke so powerfully today. Wow. And in this paragraph, I see all the steps, every single one of the steps. And I love that the power is a capital P every time power is spoken in this paragraph. And the revolutionary change in the way of living and thinking pops out, you know, and in the face of collapse and despair, total failure of human resources, I have found a power, a peace, a happiness, and a sense of direction flows into me. When I met wholeheartedly, that's a big word there, wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. The requirements for me was to have a food plan, to have a sponsor, to work the steps, then help others, and then to live the steps. And what I got as a reward, no words can say it. There's such a peace and a contentment. I was never content. Nothing was ever enough, let alone the food. Nothing was. And I'm content today. I'm grateful, and I love where the next paragraph, I'll just jump a little bit, that says consciousness of a presence of God is today the most important fact of my life. And so without that, when I put the food in front of that, God's power does not flow through. He's given me a free will, and he will not take that back. He will not, like someone just said, take the food out of my mouth. I've made a commitment to a food plan, and I need to stick to that, and I need to do everything I did in the first place to become free, free from the bondage of food, free from the insanity of thinking about food and everything about that issue, how I look, how I don't look. Freedom. So with that, I pass, and thank you, everyone, for sharing.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. Before I take the next lineup, in case you came in a few minutes late, let me remind everyone where we are. We are on page 50, the fourth paragraph, which starts, here are thousands of men and women, but we're just reading the first half of this paragraph. So through to the bottom of page 50, which is four sentences, met a few simple requirements. So if today is your third day to share, please star one, unmute, give me your first name, last initial, and the state or country you are calling from today. Who would like to share? We have time. Plenty of time.
This is Christy. I'd like to share.
I'm sorry, your name cut out?
It's Christy D. From Oregon.
Thank you, Christy. Who else would like to share? Okay, we're having a shy morning. Christy, we'll start out with you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, this is Christy Grateful, recovering overeater anorexic bulimic from Oregon. And thank you, everyone, for your service. And I'm just so grateful for the fellowship this morning. And I think what's, you know, really resonating with me through this is just the importance of, you know, that relationship and trust with your higher power. And I was having a conversation with someone in program yesterday. And if it was like, if I was to just try to boil down like my big takeaway from the 12 steps into like one word, it would be, you know, faith in that my higher power of, you know, not trying to play, you know, they talk about in the big book of not being the director of the show anymore and not trying to play God. And, you know, the last couple of weeks I've been really struggling with like that irritability and restlessness. There's like not anything like life-changing happening, not anything overly terrible, but I've been just in this, I don't know, kind of pattern of irritability and restlessness. And, you know, in the steps, that tells us, like, that's not a good sign. Like, that's the pathway to relapse. And the one thing I've realized in my life is, you know, when I feel that irritability and restlessness, like, my instinct is to try to, like, manage the people around me and change what they're doing. And, you know, if this person would stop doing this or this person would start doing that, then I wouldn't feel this way. And it's like, those are all signs to me. I had this day where just like everyone was bothering me. And I had somebody in recovery once that told me about the three a-hole rule. I won't say the full word. And they said, like, if you run into two people who are kind of jerks during the day, maybe they're jerks. But if there's a third one, then the jerk is probably you. And that's like a good thing for me. So it's like, if everybody's, it seems like a jerk to me, then they're probably not the problem. And that's just like a sign for me to turn inward. And almost always my first question for my sponsors, you know, where's higher power in this? And whenever I'm feeling that way, whenever she asks that question, I always have to stop to think about it, because it usually means I haven't turned things over. It usually means I'm not accepting life on life's terms. And it usually means I'm trying to control and, you know, be the director of the show again. So, you know, my big takeaway, it's, we talked about the program being simple but not easy. You know, like the simplicity in the steps is, you know, just trusting a higher power, just trusting the process, trusting the journey, trusting where you are today and taking things one day at a time, just doing the next right thing and trusting that everything that you're, you know, my sponsor will say, whatever's happening right now, that's your higher power's will. And I don't always like that. You know, I wish sometimes things weren't his will. But I do trust when I look back, and I think that's the positive thing about, like, the tool of writing and doing our inventory. You know, thank you. I'll wrap up. You know, when I look back at all the things that I thought were, you know, unacceptable at the time, I can see my higher powers always, you know, work things out in the long run. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Christy D. in Oregon. All right. My pen is poised. I would love to hear from more of you. Who would like to share this morning?
Jackie M.
Jackie M. And Jackie, where are you calling from?
Oh, from Michigan.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Who else would like to join Jackie?
Mo H. from California.
Mo, good morning. Thank you.
Linda G.
Who else for this lineup? Linda G. And Linda, where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Alabama. All right, let's go with these three. We have Jackie M. from Michigan, Mo H. from California, and Linda G. from Alabama. So if everyone other than Jackie M. could mute their lines. Over to you, Jackie. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is, these sentences are very powerful to me. And in my personal story, and it happened a really long time ago. I can't even think of what year, but I was curious maybe, and I started reading one night the Bible, and I had a spiritual awakening within that time, and it was God, and God was telling me, you have to give up drugs and alcohol. And I said, no. But then 2 weeks later, I did. And my life changed. It really changed incredibly so. I got a teaching job, went back to school, changed my degree from social work to teaching, and then I went on for my master's. And so my life was very different from the way it was. It wasn't easy. Oh, it wasn't easy. You know, I went through losing my higher power, then finding him again, and I went through periods of depression and couldn't find God at that time. But really now I'm older and my belief system hasn't changed from what it was decades ago when I got stop with the substances that were hurting me. But you know what? Food is harder. Food is really harder for me. Oh my gosh, I have such an addictive thing for food. And at the same time, when I eat the right way for me, my right way, I feel so much better. You know, the binging and eating I don't know if I can mention that, but I feel awful when I do that, mentally, physically. And because I have a higher power.
That's time. Thank you so much, Jackie.
I'll just say for strength, I'm back on track. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jackie M. in Michigan. Now we're going to come back to California. Good morning, Mo. Would you like to share with us? Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much for your service. And thank you to all that are here. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive eater in Walnut Creek, California. I haven't been on the line for over 2 months because I really had a really bad injury this summer and needed to take some time off to recover, but I am so grateful to be back. And here we are, and if it wasn't for program, I don't know what I'd be doing today because I really needed God's help and support. So in this paragraph, or these sentences that came up, I see the word simple a few times. Well, maybe the simple's in the next one. The simple program, but we have steps one through three where they say they flatly declared that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, and then to take certain attitude toward a power, that's 4 through 9, and to do simple things, there has been a revolutionary change, that's a psychic change, in their way of thinking and living. And that happened for me. It took a while. I stayed in the rooms, but I had a lot of ups and downs in the room until, you know, I really came to really know that I am powerless over food, and the only power that I can use is my God, my higher power. And I heard it once said that this program invites me to know God, not to know about God. And when I was growing up, that's what I did. I learned about God, and that went on in my life for many, many years. But then to know God, to know my higher power in my heart, and is always there rooting for me, rooting for my abstinence, rooting for my health and recovery all the time. And I connect, I don't know how many times a day, many times throughout the day I connect. And I'm grateful for just all of you being there and all the support that came during this time of healing. And I think I'm going to stop there. With that, I pass. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you, Mo. Nice to have you back with us. Next up, we are going to Alabama. Good morning to Linda G. Please star one unmute and join us. And if everyone else could mute their line other than Linda. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Linda G. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic. And I definitely came to believe in a power greater than myself, and I know it's running the show. And I have definitely had a revolutionary change in my way of thinking. I see my life as totally differently than I did before I came into the program. I know that, oh God, I had a way of expressing this before I got on the line and now I'm lost. I see my life as being completely different than I saw it before. My abstinence and my higher power have totally changed the way I see life. I see my food plan as a complete change of my eating habits. It's not a diet, it's not a food plan, it's a complete change. And it's one I have to make. My life depends on it. And I'm making it willingly and happily. And it goes along with the steps I'm taking and the steps I'm making. And it brightens my life. It gives me life. And there was despair before this. There was complete despair. I had nothing. I was lost. I lived from meal to meal. And that was all I could think about. And I had no other resources. I had nothing. And now I have life. And I have program. And I have the support of program friends I'm developing and growing in. It's just so much more than I ever dreamt I'd have. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Linda G. in Alabama. All right, we probably have time for two, maybe three, depending. So who would like to share this morning? Again, last paragraph on page 50, we're splitting it up, so it's just those four sentences on page 50. Here are thousands of men and women through to met a few simple requirements. Please star one and unmute if you would like to share with us this morning. We have 8 minutes and you don't want me to sing, trust me. I'm not as good as Adele. So, who do we have who would like to share?
This is Laura J. in
Shirley
Maryland.
R. Laura J. Shirley R.
Dion R.
Dion. Okay, let's stop there. So if everyone other than Laura J. could mute their line. And Laura, please let us know where you're calling from. Thank you.
Hi, this is Laura J. and I'm in Maryland. And the part that I relate to is the promises of a new power, peace, happiness, and sense of direction that has come about through working the steps. So I feel like my life has a purpose now to be of service and to give what I can and to have an attitude which is so much better than my old attitude, which was very self-centered, competitive, looking out for me as number one, trying to manipulate and get what I felt like I needed from situations. And, you know, it was not satisfying. It was not a happy place.
Oh, Laura, are you still there? Did you mute yourself by mistake? Laura? Laura, going once, going twice, or maybe her call dropped. Okay, Laura, if you come back on and there's time, I'll give you back some of your time. Okay, so moving on, we have Shirley R. And Shirley, if you can let us know where you're calling from.
Hi there, everybody. And I just want to say that...
Shirley, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from California.
Great.
And
go ahead.
I want to say that I would agree with the last person who talked. I have a new beginning, happiness, clear of mind. I am making new changes in all of my life. And I attribute it to a closer walk with God through all of the moments in the day. And he's my pal. I talk to him all the time. And this program is a lifesaver. And I have renewed passion towards it. And I just am happy as can be. I can hardly wait to get up and start a new day with him. And I pass.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Shirley R. in California. Next up, we have Dion R. Dion, could you tell us where you're calling from this morning? Because I'm totally blanking out on where you're from.
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Thank you so much for your services. My name is Dion R. from calling from Georgia, and thank you all for sharing the experiences and hope. And I was just comfortable up here. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna listen. Got silent. And I'm like, okay, but yeah. But thank you all for your shares. And you reminded me, how good God is and my higher power is. And I said they flatly. This was stuck out to me. They flatly declare that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, power greater than myself, to take a certain attitude toward that power and do a do certain simple things. There's been a revolutionary change, as everybody has talked about. That was beautiful, but that's flatly declared. Because they have come to believe in a power. And that power is capitalized to me. It's like, I'm getting all cozy. It's like, yes, I'm safe and protected with God. No matter what happens, my higher power, he has it. And that's the again this week. Through the good, through the bad. God's got it. Turn it to him. He can handle it because my little finite thinking can't do it. And even my power, I don't have no power. I have nothing but what the higher power gives me. And, yeah, I flatly declared. Well, before, I flatly denied it because I didn't believe it. But now, like I'm hearing so many people say, that revolutionary change, I know. You know, growing up, I learned about God. Life, like, you know, I denied it for whatever reason. And then now, I know there's a God. You know, I know. So they're trying to convince people that there is not that revolutionary change. And I'm not trying to convince no one anymore. I'm just loving my relationship with him as he leads me and where I'm able to follow, live, and grow. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. We probably have about 90 seconds left. So now is the time. First voice I hear, who would like our last moments of the meeting? I want to unmute. Or whatever you have to say will be helpful. We now have 1 minute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Okay, this is Joyce L. Say very quickly, there's only a few minutes left, but a minute left, not even. I just want to say, I just want to claim my seat. Everything everyone said about this paragraph is powerful, and it is a powerful paragraph. I just want to say that I have been listening to this program for over 700 days, and it's been miraculous for me in so many ways. And I just want to say it's just I can't thank you enough. This is the first time I've ever spoken out, but hopefully I'll be able to do it more often. Thank you for all your service and for this wonderful program. Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Joyce, if people want to
North
join
Carolina.
You on the list?
North Carolina.
Thank you for speaking up. We're so happy to have you here with us. All right. Thank you to Team Thursday for October. Penny LC, Margaret D, Diane B, Joanne L, Jan L, and our after party lovelies, Alex K and Leslie M. If you need a sponsor, if you're an available sponsor, just want to take down the numbers of newcomers to welcome them. Please stay on. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Margaret D please join us and read A Vision for You? Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.